All right. Well, there are threats to try and shut down the city or maybe the state's economy next week. Protests at the Port of Melbourne, other protests planned for the CBD, maybe the West Gate Bridge. Our next guest is a spokesperson for Disrupt Wars and Wage Peace. Zelda, good morning.
Oh, g'day, Tom. I was thinking it might be a great emblem of Melbourne to have a pro-Palestine activist, because Melbourne's been an absolute hub of activity in support of ending the genocide in Gaza. So maybe that's what we could put on the mural.
You think that would bring people together?
It certainly has brought a lot of people together. The upswelling in solidarity on this continent, but around the world, over the genocide in Gaza has been absolutely incredible. I've never witnessed anything like it.
Can I just pick you up? People, or when I say people like you, protesters keep saying that it's a genocide. A genocide means to wipe out everybody. And I mean, yes, the war in Gaza is awful, but it's not an attempt to wipe out every single Gazan.
Well, if you listen to what the Israeli leadership is saying, that is in fact their intention. So the president, the prime minister, several of the military commands have said, absolutely have said, we intend to kill every last man, woman, and
No,
child.
they've not said
We
that.
will
They've
not.
said they want to wipe
Yeah,
out
no, they.
Hamas. They have not said. Why do they give
No, they
warnings?
absolutely
Well,
have.
why do
And
they
this
give
is
warnings
why
about where
the
they're attacking it?
International Court of Justice has found that Israel is plausibly committing a genocide. And Australia is under an obligation now to stop arming Israel, because arming a country that is committing a genocide is
Look,
aiding and
I
abetting
can tell you
genocide.
this. I can tell you this.
So
If you.
Germany are now being taken to court over their arms exports,
Okay.
and that's what will happen to Australia if we don't stop arming
Fine.
Israel.
Israel has nuclear weapons. If they wanted to wipe out Gaza, they could just do it. They could do it just like that, and they haven't.
Well, they
Anyway.
do live on occupied Palestinian land, so if they did bomb Gaza with a nuclear weapon, I assume Israel would cop a lot of the fallout.
All
So
right. Fair
hopefully they won't
point.
do that.
Now, what have you
Let's hope
got?
they don't do that. Also, regarding your caller, it is the school's decision not to send those children. There is no reason those children can't go to the shrine. And I would point out that there is no case of Jewish children being threatened by
Oh,
pro-Palestinian
that's
protesters.
sorry.
It
That is not
has
true.
not
That is not
happened.
true.
No, it has not happened. There is no
Well,
case of harm against Jewish children
there have been
on this
threats,
continent
and I know
from
a family. I
Palestinian
know a family
protesters.
whose. I personally know a family whose children have been threatened in the street by people wearing keffiyehs, the Palestinian scarf. So to say that those threats don't exist is simply untrue. Now, I want to talk about your protest activities you've got planned for next week. What have you got planned?
Well, you said earlier that we intend to ruin the economy. I guess, Tom, we would say the economy is ruining us. That this economy, the Australian economy at the moment, a lot of our taxpayer dollars are going into subsidising private weapons corporations like Boeing, like Lockheed Martin, like Raytheon, like BAE Systems. So it's our money that is going to support these weapons companies to develop more weapons, which they then sell to countries like Israel to harm people, people just like us. And all the profit goes back to those companies. There's no profit coming back to the Australian taxpayers. All there is harm to people in other
Well,
places who are
we
just
do
like
have to
us.
arm the Australian Defence Force, which is pretty
But we're not
important.
arming the Australian Defence
Well,
Force
we
with that
are.
taxpayer money. No, we're supporting weapons companies to export. Australia is trying to build a weapons export industry,
Well, then if we
and
build.
they're giving billions. I mean, 30 billion a year they're subsidising private weapons corporations. So that's
Right, so
our
what do you
money
what are you
going
going to
straight
what?
into the hands of private weapons corporations to make weapons that will be used against people like us, if not against us.
Okay.
So that is them ruining the economy.
What protests have you got planned for next week?
There's an extraordinary level of uptake of these protests. So this is a global call for protests that disrupt the economy. And the reason that people are going to that point is that so far our governments are just not taking on board the depth of feeling people have about this issue and the fact that we need to stop a genocide. It is, I mean, we've never
Okay, but
before
again,
watched a
details.
genocide being live streamed, and this has moved people
Okay,
incredibly.
so
And we're
what
seeing not
protests?
just Palestinian and Arab peoples, but other peoples who've experienced
Okay, I'll
war.
ask you a question
Who've
once
refugeed
more. I'm
here.
sorry, you're refusing to answer my question. What protests have you got planned? There's rumours that the Port of Melbourne will be blockaded, that the West Gate Bridge could have another blockade, that the streets in the CBD could be shut down. What do you have planned?
I wouldn't be surprised. There are a few that have publicly announced their intentions. So the Thales weapons factory in Bendigo will be blockaded on Monday morning. Deakin will be blockaded in Geelong, Deakin University waterfront campus.
Why?
Because Deakin has ties with Elbit, Israel's largest weapons manufacturer, and BAE Systems, and the people of Geelong want that partnership to cease. We don't think weapons corporations should be infiltrating our universities or our schools.
All right. What about the Port of Melbourne?
In Brisbane, there's a group who will blockade the Ferrer factory, who manufacture parts for the Lockheed Martin's F-35 fighter aircraft.
Okay, so thus far you've talked about specific businesses which you say support the weapons industry or are in league with it. But what about...
Well, they are the weapons industry.
Okay, well, what about things like the Westgate Bridge, the Port of Melbourne, Flinders Street? I mean, are those sorts of more general protests going to happen as well?
I would imagine they are, yes. I'm not aware of all of the plans. There's a whole lot of autonomous groups around the country. I mean, there's groups in Alice Springs, in Darwin, in Bendigo, Geelong, Adelaide, Perth, Brisbane, Sydney, Canberra, and Melbourne, all planning to do actions.
Do you think Hamas...
I'm not across the details of all of them, but I've told you a few of the public
sure.
ones.
Do you think Hamas
so
should...
Bendigo, Thales Factory, Monday morning.
Okay.
Geelong,
do you think Hamas should release the hostages it still has, some of which are just children?
Hamas has offered to release the hostages more than once, and Israel has turned them down. So Hamas has said, we will release the hostages if you commit to stop bombing us. And Israel has said, no.
Do you think Hamas was right to take the hostages in the first place?
That's not my call, you know.
Like, why not?
I wouldn't be taking any hostages. Personally, I would not be taking hostages, no. But, it's not up to me to, adjudicate international affairs.
Sorry, but you've adjudicated... Person. Wait a second. You've accused Israel of genocide and say that's got to go to the court of whatever it was, but you're not sure about taking hostages, some of which are just babies. I mean, it just seems odd
I've
that
said
you've...
Very clearly, I would not be taking hostages. Personally, that's not a thing I would do. So... Whatever Hamas did has been created by the State of Israel oppressing the Palestinian people for 75 years. I mean, the ongoing documented human rights violations against the Palestinian people are extraordinary. And so many times Israel has been called upon, stop the illegal settlements, stop arbitrarily arresting and detaining people. I mean, Israel has thousands and thousands of Palestinian hostages.
No, they're not hostages. They're prisoners, which is different.
Well, they're prisoners who've never been charged with anything.
Anyway, are you going to personally attend the protests next week?
I hope so, yes.
All right. Thank you for your time. Zelda, spokesperson with Disrupt Wars and Wage Peace. Oh, this talk of genocide angers me. Look, a genocide is a concerted attempt to wipe out every single person of a particular group. So it's what the Germans tried to do to the Jews during World War II, and they almost succeeded, but obviously they didn't.